I have something that's been on my mind recently, and that is taking on too much. Now, as I speak, I am working to get my depression in check. I'm still dealing with it on a daily basis. Persistent. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I'm a highly functional depressive, primarily because I've had it for 40 years, and it's a disability that I've lived with all that time. Just you can't see it. I'm not in a wheelchair. I'm not missing a limb. You know, there's not a visual way to see what's up. So, in one of the things I've been attempting, not attempting, I have been doing it, is having projects to work on. The projects help keep my brain engaged on interesting things. I have two, maybe a third AI. I've got three AI projects that are all in the middle of progress. I've got podcast, the tutorial series, the Transmission X audio series, which is it's real life, but it's presented in a different creative kind of way. And oh goodness, four websites. I mean, you can kind of hear it as I'm spelling it out. It's too much, too much for a normal person. Let alone normal as in the neurotypicals. Neurotypical would be challenged at managing all that, let alone somebody dealing with as much depression as I do on a daily basis. So something that has come up is, oh, the doggy. I don't know if the mic is picking up the doggy. It has to be. He's pretty damn loud. So what I find happening is that I've started too many things. And in doing that, I've created a situation where I can't finish anything because I've got too many things that are halfway through. And I keep having to bounce from one to the other. I don't know that. If that's a discipline thing or a boredom thing, or I'm not sure if it's conscious or subconscious calling the shots on that. But what I'm getting at is I'm going to switch it up and pare things down. And maybe two active projects and the rest just sit. That way, should I get bored with one, I can jump to the other. And that happens. If you have enough different interests, you get bored in one and need to switch it up. I do that with work as well, client projects. You'll kind of hit a dead end or whatever, just switch it up. So that's what I'm going to do here, because I've been feeling overwhelmed, not able to get a handle on projects, but also unable to just get a handle on living day to day. Right now it's existing day to day. I haven't lived in over 5 years, so I'm looking forward to the possibility of getting totally back on my feet and doing things I want to do, hanging out with people I want to hang out with, and do things that make me happy. All right, with that, we're out. Be good. Word. Mm-hmm.